Stats SA has released its monthly tourism and migration data, and the data shows that the number of foreign tourists into South Africa declined, with arrivals specifically down 5% on an annual basis, while arrivals and departures for South Africans declined 11.8% and 11.6% respectively. TBCSA CEO Tfiwa Tibengwa joins us on the line now with some analysis. Thanks so much, Tfiwa, for joining us on the line this evening. So we know that the South African tourism sector is under pressure. Just how much pressure at this stage of the game?
We are under a huge pressure, and thank you for having me on your program. We're under a huge pressure because when we start to see the decline of about 5%, it is huge and it's significant for our sector. And this also in this week, you know, we have seen the collapse of Thomas Cook, which also sent a significant number of tourists to South Africa. You've got crime in South Africa, you've got xenophobic attacks and so forth and so on. So we are under a huge pressure, and this number only for July. And they show us that, you know, the demand overseas for people to come to South Africa, it's not as good as we would like it to be. And we have detected this, you know, a little bit earlier in the year. And we said, you know, to the authorities, you know, that are responsible for marketing tourism to say, there is something going on in the market. We are seeing a decline, and therefore we needed to act on it. But majority of it, outside of the demand, you know, for leisure travel and business travel from our key source markets, it's issues that are related to, you know, safety and security, unabridged birth certificates. Mm-hmm. Those are major issues that when we went overseas to see our source markets, they told us, you know, they would rather send people somewhere else than South Africa because of these stringent rules that we have. So we are under an immense pressure. We need to turn this around as soon as possible. We need to make sure that we go back to positive numbers, at least if we can maintain the numbers that we had last year. You know, from what we see, it will be okay.
Tfiwa, this is despite the fact that we've got organizations having secured the support of President Cyril Ramaphosa to grow the tourism industry, having called for the relaxation of visa regulations and addressing the issue of unabridged birth certificates that you alluded to for traveling minors as well. We had long thought that this is an issue that has been fully resolved. So from what you're saying, the sense is that nothing's changed, really.
Yeah. The only thing that has changed is that we've done the visa waivers for a few other countries. This includes New Zealand that we've been advocating for. And you're quite correct. We put together, you know, a strategy that says that we can grow the number of tourists to 21 million by 2030, mm-hmm. and therefore adding 2 million additional jobs in the system. But there are things that we need to do, like, for example, we need to put in this e-visa system in place as soon as we can to make sure that, you know, people who are in those countries that still requires visa to come to South Africa, they can be able to apply and get adjudicated on time, and they can be able to get their documentation on time. That is priority. Number two, we need to be able to, you know, figure out a way of recognizing other visas. These are visas, you know, that are, you know, if someone has a passport with a valid visa for USA, UK, Schengen visa, we need to be able to recognize those visas so that they can be able to come to South Africa without requiring a visa. So there are multiple things that we need to do. We need to really relax the whole issue of unabridged birth certificate or birth certificate in general.
Yeah.
Other countries are not asking for these things. I was in the UK and people were telling me that, you know, we'd rather take our families to recommend families that they go to East Africa instead of coming to South Africa. As much as we've got more than what those other countries can offer, they'd rather go there because of the paperwork that, you know, that they need to go through before they come to this country.
So, Tfiwa, we know what we need to do. What do we do to get the ball rolling on this and start following through with implementation? Are you having conversations with the various governmental departments on this?
We are having conversation with the Department of Home Affairs. And we have told them, I've written to the DG of Home Affairs to say, you know, this is the findings from the key source markets. Unabridged birth certificate is still a problem. We need to introduce the e-visas first. We need to recognize other visas from countries that have a stringent visa, you know, issuance, you know, policy. So we need to do those things fast. And Home Affairs, I believe, is moving as fast as it can, but we don't have time. We already have problems with, you know, xenophobia. Our country's image has been damaged. So we need some good news to go into the market immediately to say that, you know, we are open for business. We have relaxed the whole, you know, birth certificate issue. E-visa is coming on this date. This is the countries. These are the countries that we're starting with. So those are the things that we have told the authorities to say that we need to move fast.
Yeah.
And if we do those things, we'll start to see people starting to look at us, you know, positively and favorably. And potentially we can start to see some numbers, you know, coming up.
Chipiwe,
but for this year, it's going to be a problem.
In the interim, what's the status on domestic tourism? Is it doing any better? Because we know we had had talks of domestic tourism doing better as a result of South Africans not being able to afford, traveling overseas any longer. Is that starting to abate at this stage?
We have seen that, you know, lesser South African travel overseas, you know, during this period of reporting, being in July, you know, 2019. So it means that majority of people may be considering staying at home and traveling, you know, South Africa, you go to various provinces to spend their holidays. But, that also has a negative impact. There is a market in South Africa that derives its income from sending people overseas. So we have to look at it and balance it and say, you know, if people are not traveling overseas, is it because they're traveling here, you know, at home, or is it because they are staying put and they're not going around? But overall, domestic tourism seem to be doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
There seem to be a movement in terms of leisure travel. I do know that corporate travel is not doing too well, you know, in South Africa, which is a sign of, the economy being, you know, not doing so well. And also government travel has declined. So when you have government travel declining, you have corporate travel declining, those are the basis of the, you know, South African tourism in terms of hotel stays. So you start to see the impact on the result of the, when the hotel put their financial result, you start to see occupancy going down. So when you have both going down, international going down, domestic going down in terms of government and corporate, it's a recipe for disaster, and
so,
we need to start to turn around this ship.
So bottom line then is the target of doubling tourist arrivals into the country by 2030 to 21 million, simply an unviable one.
It is viable. We just need to work harder to make sure that, you know, we change around our fortunes. We need to make sure that our key source markets, remember, we still have China and India that we're not doing, you know, as good as we can.
Yeah.
To give you an example, in China, we get about 95,000, you know, tourists to South Africa. Australia get about 1.3 million. So if we can do half of what Australia is doing, we should be able to see some turnaround. Same as in India, we're not doing as good as we're supposed to be doing. We should be getting more tourists coming from those markets. The U.S. market is resilient. It's growing at a rate of about 1%. We need to do more in that market to grow it.
And to hit that target, I guess, of 6% compound growth annually in international tourist arrivals to 2030 in order to achieve that overall target. Chifiwa, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us. That was Chifiwa Chibengwa, CEO of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.